So you got to give Yaakov Avinu credit, because Yaakov Avinu took the most popular song out there and he used it. I mean, Leah, she used it to name her baby. Apam Odes Hashem. She stole the song to name her baby. What? Apam Odes Hashem. And then it says Vatamud Miledes. She didn't have any more children, but she calls her child Yehuda. Why? Because Apam Odes Hashem. Because this time she wants to thank Hashem. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that Leah, nobody up until that point thanked the Ribono Shalom, and Leah is the first one to thank the Ribono Shalom. And that is a crazy statement that the Gemara in Brachos says, that Leah is the first one? Leah? Are you telling me that Noach, after he came out of the Mabul, and he didn't even say thank you to the Ribono Shalom? Adam Arishon didn't say thank you? Okay, maybe they didn't say thank you, but Avram Avinu didn't say thank you? This is Avram Avinu, we know he said thank you. Right? Yitzchak never said thank you. Leah is the first one to chap place and say thank you. So I want to share two mehalchim. And I think they're really one and the same. Two mehalchim. And then we'll tie it in, since it's Kislev, we'll tie it a shtickle into Chanukah. Why not? Because it's the month of Kislev, right? We could do that. We're 3 weeks away. 2 weeks away almost, right? It's two. We're getting there close, right? I hope everyone's registered now. Chanukah Kiviyochel happened already, because on Amazon, Black Monday, Friday, everybody bought all the Chanukah gifts, hopefully. Right, that's the kutz. So Chanukah Kiviyochel has already happened. It's the chalois. Shloshim Yom Kodem L'chag. So what's the pshat? So I happen to be, this week we had parent-teacher conferences. So when you have parent-teacher conferences, you know, today it was on Zoom, which means you can't leave your house. And when you finish, I went 5 to 9:30. The last thing I want to do is leave my house. So I went to Davin. Rabbi Weberman told me there's going to be a minyan at 9 p.m. and it's going to be finished. It's going to start pumped at 4:31. So I get there, punked at 4:31, and I got to hear Rabbi Weberman speak. Okay, so maybe that was a ruse, a trick, a wild move, but it was a beautiful avort that he shared. I want to share. That he quoted somebody, I'm not going to say who, but really I found out later that somebody else said it was in the Ksav Sofer. So I haven't seen it in the Ksav Sofer inside, but I'm trusting this other person who said it was in the Ksav Sofer. Says that people, of course, have thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu before Leah. Zikr, of course, you can't say that. But what was the chiddush that Leah was mechadish? What Leah was mechadish was that Leah had just had her fourth kid. Now, what is three times? That establishes what? Chazaka. That establishes a chazaka, establishes a norm. The term norm comes from the word normal. Because after three times, it's already normal to have children. Leah identified already that she could have kids. It wasn't out of the ordinary. It wasn't unusual. It became happenstance. I don't want to say happenstance, but it became pretty normal. Leah is the first one to pause, thank, stop and thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even for that which is mundane and regular. This is the Chiddush. Yeah, for the supernatural. When Noah came out of the table, of course he thanked Hashem. When Eliezer at Kvitzas HaDerech, and he arrived and he bowed down, he prostrated himself to thank Hashem, because that was miraculous. That was supernatural. That was off the charts. But what Leah did is Leah took the mundane, the normal, and she didn't take it for granted. And she stopped, and she's the first one who thanked Hashem for what was usual. Right? The fact that I'm breathing the air. This is the time to thank the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not easy. It's not normal. It's not pashut, right? What is supernatural, what is nigla, beyond the teva, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. But what's teva? That's normal. That's the way it's supposed to happen. That's a Greek way of thinking. We'll get back to that soon. That's Aleph. So last night, in Rav Shimon Schwab, something that my son has said many times, and I just saw it last night, Rav Shimon Schwab gives two malachim, but he has a second malach. He asks the same kasha. And in the second malach, he says, of Mari de Gazach. A beautiful idea. Leah is the first one to constantly and consistently thank. The name Yehuda meant that every time she woke him up for bed, she was thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. Waking up for bed. Waking him up from bed, she was thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yehudala! Right? When she says Yehuda, what was she doing? She was thanking Hashem. It wasn't a one-time thanks. It was a constant and consistent and over and over and over and over again. Meaning, the words Yehuda are an expression of gratitude, and that never left her lips. Why? Because every time she said her son's name, it was another expression of gratitude. Which Bavoran's a little bit of a chizkuni, an Ibn Ezra, I think, that I saw. The Ibn Ezra says that Apahamoide, I got to sing, right? It's very hard to say these words without the niggin, but Apahamoide is Hashem, and then the next two words of Atam and Miledis. This time I thanked Hashem, and then she stopped having kids. Why? Because the chiyuv is not a one-time chiyuv. The chiyuv is a permanent chiyuv. And the way that the Ibn Ezra reads it, apam, this time, which meant that she didn't continue saying thank you, which is against Rav Shimon Schwab, but okay. And because this time, And no other time did she thank Hashem. That's why Vatamon we led this. That's why I like Rosh Hashanah better, because she leaves the kasha. Why does the pasuk end with Vatamon we led this, that she stopped having children? Okay, maybe you could work Rashi shot in there, but it's a hard shot. But the Vart is two things. So we have two mahalchim. Aleph, she's thanking on the natural, not just the supernatural. And Beis, it's a constant, consistent thanks that she's always expressing gratitude for. And I think that is what Chanukah winds up being all being about. There is the most famous question in history that is being asked, right? It's the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. What's the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef? Chanukah should be how many days? Chanukah is 8 days, but really how many days should it be? It should only be 7. Why? Because the lights were supposed to last for how long? How many days was the light supposed to last? 1 day. How many light days did they last for? 8 days. Do the math. 8 minus 1 is 7. 7. The miracle is 7 days. Why are we celebrating Hanukkah for 8 days? Good kasha, right? Not my kasha to Beis Yosef. This is a sefer that's written called the Ner Lameya. The Ner Lameya gives 100 answers to this question. The Beis Yosef himself gives an answer, which I think is the appropriate answer, which is just each day it was 7/8 above and beyond what it was supposed to, meaning they put it all in, and it only consumed 1/8 each day. So each day was the equal amount of miracle. Okay, that's probably the real answer, but there are many different answers that are given. Perhaps the most famous one, besides that one, is that of the Maral. What does the Maral say? Maral says that the original miracle that happened is the war. And then the lights lasted for 7 days. So why do the lights have to happen after the war? Because people think when you win a war, who really was the one who caused the war to be won? Tactics. Right? I went to a football game the other day. First one in about 5 years, Baruch Hashem. Yirtzeh Hashem, it'll be another 5 years. But when you finish the game, everyone's like saying the coach was great, that this one was great, the tactics and the ability and v'chulu v'chulu, and they break it down. You know, football's a very warlike game. You go on blitzkriegs and you throw bombs, and it's like a war. You know, they take out their artillery and who has the most weapons on their team. It's all the expressions are warlike expressions. But when you have a war, very often after the war is over, you think it's us who won the war. It was natural. As a matter of fact, after 1967, all the bumper stickers in Israel said, "In Tzahal we trust." After 1973, when things didn't go as well, even though we won the war, it says, "In HaKadosh Baruch Hu we trust." Too often after a war, we think it's because we were the better performers. But really, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we conquered the Yavanim. It was Rabbi Miyad Me'atim. It was Zayden Miyad Eskoye Sarasecha. It was all of those things, all packed into one. And yet, we overcame. So there's a danger at that moment. Why did it happen? Is it natural? Is it supernatural? So right then and there, they go to the Beis HaMikdash, and they can't find the Pachash. They can't find Pachashem, and that's Torah. So, we find Pach Shem, and it miraculously lasts 7 days beyond. So that is clearly supernatural. It's like the Gemara in Tainus. You guys remember the Gemara in Tainus? About, just like, what's the Gemara about the vinegar and the wine? You remember the Gemara about the vinegar and the oil? Just like a HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables oil to light, is going to let vinegar to light. So the natural is the supernatural. It's all one. You remember that Gemara? Wow, you guys got a Chazri Tainus again. That's it. You got to call Rabbi Yud. We got a Chazri Tainus. Anyway, the point is that very often we think natural is natural, supernatural is supernatural. No, even the natural is supernatural because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one behind the scenes. And you know who's the first one to realize that? Leah. And that's what Chanukah is all about. Because Chanukah, we have two elements. We have the Milchama, and we have also, going along with the Milchama, we also have the lighting of the Pach HaShemen, which is clearly supernatural. So from the supernatural, we see the natural is also supernatural. And that's why we celebrate 8 days. Not just the supernatural of 7, but also the natural of the Milchama, which is 1 day. So it's important to remember, whenever you see the name Yehuda, that Leah names Yehuda, to constantly and consistently remember that the natural, whatever happens each and every day, that too we have to thank Hashem for, because the natural is also being done with Hashgacha Pratis, with Hashem's hand behind the scenes, working each step of the way. It should be beautiful. Shabbos, Zay Gesund, and Stark.